This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 5th. God's word to you today is by the Spirit, and this is part 5. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 16, verse 18, and it says, "This went on day after day, until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And instantly it left her." Today, we will start off by concluding on the story in Acts 16. What do you think would have happened if Paul and the others did not discern the source of the girl's manifestation? Like we said yesterday, it is not every time that God requires us to address such manifestations. However, the gift of discernment of spirits helps you to be spiritually aware. The Bible says, after the girl had followed Paul, Luke, and the others around for days, Paul got so exasperated and cast the demon out of her. That was the end of her manifesting and the end of her divination. This, of course, meant no money for her masters, and they in turn caused a lot of problems for Paul and the others. The point is, the gift of discerning of spirits helps you know the source of a manifestation. Not everyone that speaks in tongues is speaking by the Holy Spirit. You need the gift of discerning of spirits, and God wants to give you this gift. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31 says, "But earnestly desire the best gifts." 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10 says, "To another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues." This is taken from the New King James Version. The eighth gift is the diversity of tongues, different kinds of tongues. There are two main types of gifts of tongues in scriptures. First is the gift of other tongues, like Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2, which says, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." This is taken from the King James Version. Since this type is spoken to God and not to men, interpretation is not required. If you're talking to God, it becomes like a prayer language that you communicate to God with. The gift that 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10 speaks about is different kinds of tongues and not the gift of other tongues. But that is not the gift referred to in the above scripture. There are two types of diversities of tongues. The first type is to witness to unbelievers. You're speaking diverse kinds of tongues, but the unbeliever is hearing it in his or her own mother tongue. That was what was happening in Acts 2. The other kind of diverse kinds of tongues is the one that is spoken and requires an interpretation. It is usually spoken in a public gathering. Paul was saying to the church in Corinth, "If you're speaking diverse kinds of tongues in a public gathering, then let there be an interpreter. If there's no interpreter, then what is the value of speaking diverse kinds of tongues in a public gathering?" Paul did not say, "Do not speak in tongues." The ninth is the interpretation of tongues. A lot of us have been in meetings where one person speaks in tongues and another one interprets the tongues. The interpretation of tongues, like every other gift of the Holy Spirit, requires fine-tuning. When God gives diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation happens. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for you today. Do you want them? Let us pray. Father, saturate my life with your gifts and empower me to fan to flame every gift of the Holy Spirit that has become dormant in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.